Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
And have you ever wanted to be a special agent of the FBI?
Not really. I never took that suggestion seriously. How about yourself?
Do you know, I actually know someone who became an FBI agent.
Cool.
I always wondered who these people were. They're considered to be a notch above a typical policeman. You have to have more education, first of all, to get in.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to become an FBI agent. And when I was in New York, I knew this musician who was getting frustrated auditioning. And one week she came up to me and said, "Guess what? I just made the FBI."
Ooh.
She was excited to learn how to shoot a gun.
Wow, that would make anybody excited
yeah.
if they've never shot a gun before.
She felt powerful.
She did. And, you know, I've never thought about becoming an FBI
yeah.
agent. I knew all along, ever since I was very small, that I was going to come to Taiwan and teach English on the radio. That's my life ambition.
Really?
And I have fulfilled that ambition, and that's why I'm here, everybody. But some people do want to become FBI agents, and we're going to talk about them in today's program.
Okay.
Of course, you can't be a special agent of the FBI if you're not an American citizen. But, hey, maybe there's the equivalent of that here in Taiwan that you might consider a career pursuing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson, and we'll be right back. With a tremendous crash, the door bursts inwards. The room is full of criminals, the table covered with illegal guns and drugs. The gangsters look up in astonishment. Uniformed men fill the room, their firearms aimed at the crooks. "Freeze," they shout, "FBI." FBI stands for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the U.S. government agency responsible for looking into federal crimes and carrying out counterintelligence. The FBI grew out of several other agencies, appearing first under the name Bureau of Investigation, BOI, in 1908. Under the 48-year leadership of J. Edgar Hoover, the organization became one of America's most important weapons for fighting crime and foreign intelligence threats. These days, its top priority is protecting the U.S. from terrorist attacks. The letters FBI also reflect the organization's motto, Fidelity, Bravery, and Integrity. Anyone hoping to join the ranks of the FBI will need all of these qualities. However, there are more requirements for becoming an FBI agent. One must first be in excellent physical shape. The Bureau's fitness test includes sprinting 300 meters, running for 2.4 kilometers, and completing a demanding routine of sit-ups and push-ups. One also needs to be more than just an athlete. Candidates are required to have 4-year degrees and 3 years of professional work experience. One must also pass stringent background checks and a lie detector test. Successful applicants then undergo over 1,500 hours of classroom and field training. 50,000 people apply each year, but only 1,000 are accepted. And those chosen must swear an oath of secrecy. Only then can one become an FBI special agent, one of America's foremost and finest protectors.
So this is a unit on a potential career choice. Tom mentioned that you do have to be a U.S. citizen. Of course, if you move to the United States and eventually become a citizen, you could join the FBI. You don't have to be born in America. But we also probably have a similar type of organization right here in Taiwan where you could use your skills and help your country. Now, we call them special agents. So if you ever watch a TV show and you hear someone introduce themselves as Special Agent Smith or Special Agent Taylor, they're just saying that they work for the FBI. They're the only organization that calls themselves special agents, not just an agent, someone who represents an organization, but a special agent.
An agent? My goodness, that can mean all sorts of things. Usually an agent is somebody who kind of represents somebody, like your agent if you're an actor or a singer or something. They try to find work for you.
I had an agent in New York.
Very good. That's a very good thing to have if you're trying to have a career in the arts, for example, have an agent. Or if you want to travel, you can go see a travel agent. They can make those arrangements for you. Or if you want to buy a house, you can go see a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. But these are like special agents, kind of like spies, I guess, people who work for a government organization that's kind of secret. And here's the first paragraph. It describes a scene that you might expect to see if you are an FBI agent.
Uh-huh.
With a tremendous crash, the door bursts inwards. Oh, no. Here's tremendous here, which is yet another word that means a great amount of something. Tremendous. A tremendous explosion, for example.
Ooh. Well, the room is full of criminals, and the table is covered with illegal guns and drugs. So it's against the law for them to have these guns and drugs. We're describing these criminals as gangsters. I've noticed that gangster is a very popular word here in Taiwan. If you go to the ATM, sometimes in English they'll say, watch out, there might be a gangster behind you. Actually, I probably don't use the word gangster very much, more mobster or criminal here. If you're in a gang, we wouldn't call you a gangster. We just call you a gang member. These guys are obviously up to no good. They're doing illegal things, so they look up in astonishment.
Astonishment means a state of surprise. They're astonished. They are very surprised, I guess, because they weren't expecting these special agents to break their door down. The door bursts inwards. It explodes towards the inside of the room because they're breaking in from outside. And, well, here the FBI agents are uniformed men, and they fill the room. Their firearms aimed at the crooks. And if you're uniformed, that generally means you're wearing a uniform, but you're like a policeman or a soldier or something like that. So, yes, these men are wearing special uniforms, clothing that match each other's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a firearm is any kind of weapon that fires a bullet or something similar to that, like a pistol or a rifle. Or even a shotgun.
Yeah, or a machine gun that fires a lot of bullets very quickly. If you aim something here, it means you're pointing your weapon at a target. Their firearms are aimed at the crooks. Crook is another word that just means a criminal. It can also mean a dishonest person. Sometimes we get angry at our politicians and we call them a bunch of crooks. They're just kind of dishonest. Here, they really are criminals, so we can call them crooks. It's pronounced like book, crook. Freeze, they shout. Freeze is a word you'll often hear in the movies or on TV when a police officer or an FBI agent are chasing after someone, and they have to have them stop, so they'll say freeze. Of course, most of those criminals keep running because they don't want to be caught. But freeze just means don't move at all, kind of like you're a piece of ice.
Right. When a liquid changes into ice, that's freezing. Okay. You put water in your freezer to freeze it and make it into ice. So basically this means don't move, stop moving. And they also announce themselves as FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. And that's what FBI stands for. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. So here we have stand for, which means represent in this case. So if you look at the letters, hey, what do those letters stand for? What do they mean? Well, Federal Bureau of Investigation. What does NASA stand for? National Aeronautics and Space Administration. What does ROC stand for? Etc.
Or what does ASAP stand for? As soon as possible. Well, that's the name of the organization. It's a U.S. government agency. What do? They're responsible for looking into federal crimes and carrying out counterintelligence. If you look into something, this is a verb phrase that means you're trying to get information about something. I could say, oh, are you having a problem with your computer? I'll look into it for you. I'll check it out. So to look into just means you're trying to get information about something. What are they looking into? Federal crimes. If something's federal, you know it relates to the form of government where There is some power shared between a central government, the federal government, and individual states, like America has 50 states. While there's state power and there's federal power, the federal government protects all of the 50 states together, not just one state.
And federal doesn't just apply to the United States as well. There's a federal government in Mexico, for example, and they have separate states that have separate governments.
The federale.
I think you can call the federal government of Canada federal. I'm not sure, though. I don't think
they use federal there.
Yeah, they got their central government in Ottawa, and then they've got the provincial governments in different areas. But we're talking about the U.S. federal government, which, of course, is in Washington, D.C., and various other offices around the country. And, well, they, of course, carry out counterintelligence. That's an interesting word, counterintelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the word intelligence first, which means information, basically. That's what spy organizations are trying to get, intelligence or information about their enemies. Here, counterintelligence means they're looking for information from their enemies in order to prevent them from attacking you. So, of course, they're trying to fight terrorists and the bad guys from getting information or causing harm within the U.S. So that's why they have this counterintelligence, which they carry out.
Just to explain briefly, we have an agency called the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. They are spies, and they work outside the U.S. They cannot work inside the U.S. If we are trying to get a hold of some people that are trying to hurt us from another country, we have the FBI there inside the United States. So if it's FBI, it's inside the U.S. They don't go to other countries to try to fight crime. The CIA does. So counterintelligence, they can also use different activities to hide the truth from an enemy who's trying to hurt our country. That can counterintelligence there. So it actually grew out of several other agencies. So it didn't always exist. It kind of came because some other agencies felt there was another need. So it appeared first using the name Bureau of Investigation, B-O-I. FBI sounds tougher, so I'm glad they changed the name. That particular name came out in 1908. That's actually the start of the FBI, although it was called a different name then.
And, of course, if you're an American, you've heard this name before, J. Edgar Hoover.
Uh-huh.
And under his leadership, of course, the organization became one of America's most important weapons for fighting crime and foreign intelligence threats. He led the the FBI for, my goodness, 48 years.
A long time.
I guess he finally quit and died in, 1972 or something like that. So that was a very long time. And we'll talk some more about the history of the FBI in just a second. But right now, we're going to take a time out and listen to our dear, beloved, wonderful Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第15单元。好，我们要谈一个大家都知道的组织 FBI。那有关 FBI 是什么？还有他们的工作内容是什么？我们从文章里面当然就可以看得出来。首先提到FBI 所代表的意思就是在第二段里面讲到的 Federal Bureau of Investigation。 如果一个组织单位它名字很长，那我们就会取其中重要字的字首合在一起，把它缩称为这些字母的名字，这样子的话就比较容易想，比较容易记。这个 FBI 就是一个很好的例子。那我们再回头来看一下，在第一段里面啊，他有提到一个 astonishment， 这个当然代表震惊。那 astonishment 这种名词，它叫情绪名词。在英文里面呢，如果是碰到情绪名词的话，我们前面接的介系词常见的就是 in astonishment， 那就代表这种震惊的状况，这种情绪。那有的其他像in despair, in anger, 沮丧、生气，其实都是一样的。前面这些词经常用 in。再来，我们来看下面。下面呢，就说到了，好 ，FBI， 当然我们说它是联邦调查局，它是美国的一个政府机构。那它负责内容当然是要调查犯罪，还要执行反情报的任务。我们注意一下这个 carrying out。 这个部分。Carry out 是一个很好用的动词片语，它本身的解释就代表实行、执行，后面往往会加一个计划、或者是一个调查，所以我们会说 carry out a project, 或者是实验 carry out an experiment, carry out a mission, 执行一个任务 carry out a survey, 那就代表去执行、实行一个调查。好，再来，后面还有一个字，就是 counterintelligence。注意到，这个字虽然很长，但是如果你把它切成两块 counter 这个前面的 prefix, 也就是这个字首，其实它就是代表与什么相反。那因此放在 intelligence 这个字之前，那 intelligence 在这边是当情报来解释，所以 counterintelligence 就是讲反情报。那其他的情况呢，像如果你把 counter 再加上一个 productive, 什么叫 counterproductive? 那就是产生反效果的。那一样的道理，如果你把 counter 再加 culture, counterculture 就变成反主流文化的。所以其实这个字首是很好用的。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Where we left off, we were talking about the history of the FBI. It began as a hodgepodge or an assembly of different government organizations or bureaus, and they all came together back in 1908, and the FBI was led by J. Edgar Hoover until his death in 1972. And as it said here, it became one of the most important weapons for fighting crime in the USA and also fighting foreign intelligence threats like the Russians or the terrorists from the Middle East.
Who were actually inside the U.S. Remember, the FBI cannot leave the U.S. and go fight crime abroad. That's when we send the spies.
The CIA.
Yeah, the CIA. Well, these days, its top priority is protecting the U.S. from terrorist attacks on our own soil. So inside the United States, of course, they've failed lately. Top priority. Let's look at priority here. A priority is something that's more important than other things that you have to do, and you should probably do it first. A lot of us have to-do lists, a list of things that you want to get done that day or accomplish that day. Your priorities would be at the very, very top of the list. You do those first. So its most important job, you could say, is protecting the U.S. from terrorists. A terrorist attack, first of all, terrorism is when people use violent acts to really frighten people. It's a way of achieving some sort of goal they have. So they attack innocent people many times. For example, some of these folks in the Middle East love to blow up others. So they walk into places like churches or restaurants where innocent people are and explode themselves and kill lots of innocent people. Those are terrorists' attacks.
Or busy markets in downtown Baghdad or places like that.
Yeah.
So yes, indeed, we've got these terrorists who try to attack not only places in the Middle East, but within the USA.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the FBI is trying to stop these terrorist attacks. Now let's talk some more about the letters FBI. The letters also reflect the organization's motto, fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Hey, that's pretty cool here. We've got a motto here, which is usually some kind of a short sentence or a phrase that sort of tells the beliefs of a certain organization in a nutshell, in a very short way of expressing this. So Their motto, this is their expression for themselves, fidelity, bravery, and integrity.
You might have a motto like, well, I hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Or like the Boy Scouts, be prepared. Their motto includes the words fidelity, bravery, integrity. Fidelity is often used to mean that a spouse is faithful to their husband or wife and they don't have affairs with others. But it can also mean just being faithful or loyal to your country or organization, and that's how we're using it here. They're loyal to the U.S. and they're loyal to the FBI. If you're brave, you know that you do very courageous things. And if you have integrity, that's a wonderful quality of being honest and fair. if you have integrity, usually have a reputation, among others, where they feel like they can trust you if they're doing things with you. Like, if they're in business with you and you have integrity, they feel like you'll always be honest and fair with them.
You're not trying to cheat them
No.
or sneak around and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So, yes, you want to have integrity, moral honesty, and anyone hoping to join the ranks of the FBI will need all of these qualities. Ranks here just usually refers to a line of soldiers. It could also refer to your position in the Army, for example, private, sergeant, stuff like that.
Here they're using it, though, in the plural form, join the ranks of something. The ranks here mean the people that belong to a particular organization or group. So you're going to join the people who are already working for the FBI. Well, if you want to do that, you're going to need all of those qualities they have in their motto, but it's even harder than that, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, there are very stringent requirements, very strict requirements for becoming an FBI agent. First of all, you've got to be in excellent physical shape or physical condition. You've got to be healthy. Your body has to be healthy. And, of course, if you're going to try to get into the FBI, you need to take a fitness test.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bureau's fitness test includes various things here, sprinting 300 meters, running for 2.4 kilometers, and also completing a demanding routine of sit-ups and push-ups. So, again, this is a fitness test. Fitness refers to the state or condition of your body, how fit you are, how healthy you are, especially how physically fit you are. And test, of course, is an examination. You'll probably have to take a fitness test, for example, if you join the Army or some other government organization.
Okay, if you sprint, it means you're running very, very fast for a short distance. Running 2.4 kilometers, that's not too far, I don't think. And completing a demanding routine of sit-ups and push-ups. If it's demanding, here it means it's physically or mentally difficult. Perhaps some of you have a demanding job or have parents who expect a lot. They're very demanding. They require a lot. A routine is just a series of movements that are repeated as part of a performance or an activity. Sit-ups, if you work out at the gym, you know what this is. It's an exercise when you're lying on your back and you use your stomach muscles to raise the top part of your body into a sitting position. Push-ups is when you are laying on your stomach and you raise and lower your body by straightening and then bending your arms. In England, they're called press-ups.
Indeed, and there are lots of other things you can do, jumping jacks and spins and stuff like that,
cool.
Squats. And
yeah.
We won't get into those today, but here are some other requirements. One also needs to be more than just an athlete. Candidates are required to have 4-year degrees and 3 years of professional work experience. That seems reasonable here. A candidate means a person who is being considered for a job or a position. A political candidate, for example. Who are the candidates in the next election? Who's going to represent the Blues? Who's going to be the candidate for the Greens?
I wanted to mention there are two pronunciations for this word, candidate or candidate. They're both correct. You'll hear both in the U.S. One must also pass very stringent background checks. They check and see if you're lying on your resume, so be truthful. Stringent means very strict. Maybe you have been in a school where they had very stringent rules, rules that had to be obeyed. They'll check your background, and they'll also make you take a lie detector test. A lie detector is a piece of equipment. It's a device, and it measures your heart rate, your breathing, how much you're sweating. It's trying to figure out if someone's lying or if they're answering truthfully or being honest. So you have to go through those as well.
Right. So, yeah, you might be asked the question, do you like chow tofu? Yes. You're lying. So the lie detector, of course, will find out if you're telling the truth or not.
Yeah.
And successful applicants then undergo over 1,500 hours of classroom and field training. An applicant is somebody who applies for some position to undergo means that you experience or you are subjected to this particular thing.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of training they have to do. Get this, 50,000 people apply each year, but only 1,000 are accepted. It's tough to get in to the FBI. Those chosen must swear an oath of secrecy. An oath is a very, very serious, very formal promise to tell the truth or to do something. And you know, the secret is something that is not told to other people. It's information you keep quiet. So you have to promise that you'll always keep FBI information secret and not tell your family or friends.
And only then can one become an FBI special agent, one of America's foremost and finest protectors. Here, foremost means at the front, the most prominent, the most important in that very strong position. So yes, it's one of the best agents to be, or positions to be, if you're a member of the FBI. People will respect you for a very long time. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here's our Chinese teacher.
好，那我们继续来看 FBI， 他已经在美国已经非常之久，那他也是一个美国对抗罪犯跟外国情报威胁最重要的利器之一。不过呢，我们就要知道了这个Protect from， 在下面这一句里面，他说到他的重要目标，首要目标是保护美国免于恐怖攻击。好，注意到 protect 这个动词，当然是要保护某人、某个机构。那保护美国免于攻击，这个介系词是 from。我们说到了有些动词经常跟 from 连用，这是其中的一个例子之一。这个 from 就表示 away from， 免于。再来看下面这一段咯，下面呢就说到了，当然 FBI 你说它是联邦调查局，可是它其实也反映了这个组织的座右铭，那就是三个字。我们看到这也是 FBI， 分别是 fidelity， bravery， 还有 integrity。 好，我们看到这个字 fidelity， 它的结尾是 ity， 再看到 integrity结尾还是 ity， 其实英文的名词字尾它们的变化里面还蛮常见的，就是 ity 结尾，刚好在这里你就看到两个。有些名词结尾就像 bravery 一样，它呢是加 ry， 可是有些名词的结尾是加 ness， 比如说很简单的像 like， 你变成 likeness 加一个 ness， 那就变名词了。好，再来下面呢，我们再看一个字，这边有提到，他说到有你要当联邦调查局的干员，其实有很多必要条件。 requirements 就是代表条件，它的动词就是前半的 require。 require 这个字怎么用呢？其实如果你往下读，在下一段的第二句里头就讲到 candidates are required to have 4-year degrees，这个地方啊就是它动词的用法了。好， require 就是要求，那它经常放在被动句哦。如果你讲 require somebody to do something， 就是要求一个人要做什么事，但是你换成被动就是 somebody is required to do something， 这是它被动的写法。那一样的，像有的动词 allow允许， allow somebody to do something， 这是主动，可是它竟然你会发现它常见的是它被动的写法，也就是 somebody is allowed to， 就是允许谁去做某事，这样子的相似的用法可以大家多做比较。那么再来呢，我们再看到最后这一段里头有一个重点，最后这句话呀，大家看一下， only then can one become an FBI special agent。 这里其实句构上你看的 only then， 这个 only 它其实就有类似于否定副词的用法，也就是它放在句首的时候，后面这个主要句一定要写倒装句，这也就是为什么你看到 can one become 这个 can 写到前面来。
Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.